You're listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast, where moms can find their stride in the remote work world. Whether you currently work remotely or you want to, you're in the right place. I'm Brittany, the remote mom, and I've been working remotely since 2007. I became a mom in 2015, and there's a lot to learn. Together, we'll support, inspire, and empower each other on our journey to balance work, life, and motherhood from the comfort of our own homes or wherever we're working remotely. Together, let's redefine what it means to be a working mom. Let's support and inspire each other. Hello, hello there. I'm Brittany, the Remote Mom, and welcome to the very first official episode of the Remote Mom Collective podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited you're here. And I just wanted to mention a couple quick things before we jump into today's episode. Side note, I promise I will not be one of those podcasters who talks for 15 minutes about their newest product and how much money I'm making and yada, 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 and then finally get to 5 minutes of the podcast topic and then it's over again. That is not going to be me. That is not what we're doing here. This is a community. This is growth for me. This is growth for you. We're going to do this together. And full disclosure, I actually recorded this episode earlier today and I didn't feel good with it, so I'm redoing it. And here's take two. So a little bit about me. If you did not go onto the Remote Mom Collective website and check it out, I've been remote since 2007, as it said in the intro. And honestly, I don't really know what it's like to work in an office. I'm in my 40s, and the majority of my working experience has been remotely. I have worked in offices before, but I've worked remotely longer than I've actually worked in an office. So it just feels normal for me. My husband was active duty military for 20 years. He just retired. And so as we moved every 2.5 years, I really was lucky to have a remote job that I could move with me to every location where we lived. That's another topic for another day about military spouse unemployment and underemployment, but it's a very hot topic and it's something that I'm very passionate about. So we'll talk about that another time. Speaking of the military spouse community, I co-hosted a successful podcast for military spouses from about 2016, 2017 to 2020. And that was back before people were podcasting. It seems like everybody now has a podcast. And we actually, within the first couple of months, had 50,000 downloads. We were asked to be on the podcast Podfest stage, the military stage. And unfortunately, I didn't get to go to that. My co-host went, but it was an incredible experience for us as a podcast, and the exposure was amazing. That happened in 2019. And then in 2020, we recorded our last episodes at the end of 2020. I had just moved. She had just had another baby. I think she was getting ready to have another baby. And so we decided that it was time for us to move on from the Mill Spouse Coffee House podcast, but it was a great run, lots of fun, learned lots of things. And one of the things that, and this is relevant to today's topic about vulnerability and overcoming the fear of judgment, I've always had a hard time being vulnerable with people who are the closest to me. And I think the reason behind that is because the judgment feels closer, and it feels like the judgment, if there is any judgment, is more impactful than what strangers think of me. And it was great for me personally to start out in that small military spouse space. And actually, it's not small, it's just smaller than what this remote mom collective space is. And it felt a little bit protected because it was just a certain number of people who were listening to the podcast. It was for military spouses specifically. So the content that we talked about on that podcast was only for military spouses. And so you really wouldn't understand what we were talking about unless you were in that life. Just like on this Remote Mom podcast, you're not going to understand what it's like to work remotely and be a mom if you aren't doing it or trying to do it. It's just, it makes sense for the specific niche. I thought that this topic of vulnerability and overcoming the fear of judgment is the perfect topic for the very first episode of this podcast. We all are fearing judgment. I've always been very aware of what others think about me. There was a time where I was like, I don't care what people think about me, and I still don't for the most part. You can think I'm silly, you can think I'm weird, you can think I'm dumb. I don't care. I know I'm silly and I can be weird, but I know I'm not dumb. I may be uneducated in certain areas, but I know I'm not dumb. This podcast is giving me an opportunity to overcome that challenge of being vulnerable and overcoming that fear of judgment. You are probably listening to this episode, or you probably came into listening this to this episode and not knowing me and thinking, who does this girl think she is, calling herself the remote mom and acting like she knows everything about working remotely? Well, I don't. But I do know that there is a community that's needed, and I'm willing to get behind the microphone again and speak to guests who are experts in these topics that I want to talk about throughout the life of this podcast, however long that life is. And in order for me to connect with you, my audience, I'm going to have to get vulnerable about certain things. So I'll tell you something that I told my daughter last night. She's 9, and we're talking about having friends and friends treating us a certain way, and she doesn't want to hurt people's feelings. And I was the same exact way. I still am the same exact way. I hate hurting people's feelings, but I have learned over the years that you have to set boundaries. And if someone is going to judge you for having boundaries, then that is somebody that you don't want in your life. So if you don't want to break the rules and your friend wants you to break the rules and they're judging you, saying that you're a goody two shoes and you're probably going to tell on me, then I'd rather be known as a tattletale than somebody who breaks the rules. That's just me. I guess for a 9-year-old, it's completely different though. But getting back to the fear of judgment, being yourself, being your true, authentic self, it can be really hard. People can be mean. Being different makes a difference. And I find myself saying that more and more and more, especially to my daughter, but to myself too. Being different makes a difference. If you think about all of these people, present day, past, people in the future, you, what you're doing now, be different. All of those people who have made a difference in this world, or a bad difference in this world, good or bad, they were different. They made an impact in some way. And they're not doing things the same way as other people. So just because one person does it a certain way and you're doing it differently doesn't make it better, doesn't make it worse. It's just different. And maybe your way is the one that resonates with more people and makes a difference. The fear of judgment can stop us from doing good things. It can stop us in our tracks. If we are afraid of what others are going to think about us because we are doing something, we are allowing other people to have power over our life. And we can't do that. There are expectations when it comes to being a mom. You're supposed to stay home with your kids. You're supposed to make their lunch. You're supposed to keep them safe. You're supposed to teach them right and wrong. You're supposed to clothe them, feed them, bathe them, kiss their boo-boos, help them with school, pick them up from school, take them to sports. All of those things, those are a lot of things that are expected of us as moms. And then when we work, we have expectations too. We are expected to meet deadlines. We are expected to show up to meetings. We are expected to complete tasks that have been given to us. And we're expected to be professional. And sometimes when you're a mom and you have all the stresses of being a mom, it can be really hard to check all the boxes everywhere. And so some of the boxes are going to go unchecked, and that's okay. If you think you're doing a good job, if your kids think you're doing a good job, if your significant other thinks you're doing a good job, you're doing a good job. It doesn't matter that the mom on TikTok who is hand making every single meal from scratch and sewing clothes together with yarn that she's knitted herself or whatever you do with yarn is telling you that you're a bad mom because you're not doing all those things. Then That's her reality. She has put that judgment against herself. She has told herself, if I don't do these things, I'm a bad mom. So she's projecting that on everybody else. It doesn't matter what she thinks. All that matters is what your kids think, you and your immediate family. And if you are doing good enough for yourself, that's good enough for your kids. That's good enough for your family. Past experiences can also make us fear the judgment of others. There's several things that have happened in my past experiences, significant and insignificant, where I've been judged. I was a cheerleader in the 90s. I was the captain. My name is Brittany. At the same time, the show Daria was on MTV, and the cheerleader's name is Brittany, and she's dumb. I'm not dumb. I was in the top 10% of my graduating class, but I was still judged. I'm still judged now. The way my name is spelled, I look really young, so a lot of times people see me and they think that I'm inexperienced and very young and green, and then when they find out I'm in my 40s and I just happen to have good genes and good skin, it's interesting how sometimes their attitudes change. And you can tell they were judging me because I look young. Being young is not something that is bad. There's many people who are wiser than me, smarter than me, have done many things, many more things that I have, who are younger than me. Age is just a number. Experiences is what matters, in my opinion. And some of us have more experiences than others at a younger age. When we fear that judgment and we don't make moves because we are afraid of judgment, we can't move forward. We're stuck. It's uncomfortable to feel like we're being judged, but you know what? We have to be uncomfortable to make change. Think about when you're growing. Right now, my daughter's going through growing pains, physical growing pains. She's in the 98th percentile in her height. She's going to be way taller than I am. And her knees hurt her and her hips hurt her. And it's changed. She's uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable. Think about when you graduated from high school, graduated from college, and you had to take tests that might have been hard. You had to say goodbye to friends. That was probably really sad. You had to move away from family. That was sad. You had to meet new people. That can be scary. Being uncomfortable brings out new opportunities. And if we are not uncomfortable, then we can't learn how to become comfortable in that situation. When we learn how to become comfortable in that situation, then we've grown. Another thing that we need to really understand about judgment is that a lot of it, and I talked about this earlier when I mentioned the TikTok girl, a lot of it is people projecting their own opinions on somebody else that is actually an opinion of themselves. So keep that in mind. If you are being judged by somebody, it's likely because something in their life that they're not happy with, you remind them of that. And that's why they're judging you. Or they don't like you because you remind them of something else. People are always going to judge you. People are always going to judge me. It is what it is. It's life. All we can do is decide to acknowledge it or not acknowledge it and move on. Maybe there's a reason they're judging us. Maybe we did something and we need to learn from it. And if we did something wrong and we're being judged, then by all means, it's definitely a learning experience and we need to correct that and move on. Part of being a human being is having experiences with each other and learning from each other out of moments of weakness and vulnerability. And this is where we're going to get into the power of vulnerability. When we are vulnerable with others, we are building those connections. When we say to someone, I'm sorry, or you hurt me because, or I didn't like it when you did this because it made me feel this way, you are creating an emotion. You are describing your emotion to the other person so that they can relate to it. You're explaining to them why you felt that way. Either they can relate to it or they can't. But the process of learning how to work through that together is how you build that relationship. Human beings make mistakes. Human beings do things that are mean to each other. Human beings also do things that are good to each other. And if you want to connect with other people, we have to be vulnerable, let down our guard, and tell stories, share commonalities. One of the many things that people have asked me over the many years of being a military spouse and moving every 2.5 years is making new friends. Making new friends as an adult is so hard. That will be a whole nother topic that we'll talk about. It is so hard. And being vulnerable can really help you connect with another person and make really great friends. I was able to make some really great friends when I finally just let down my guard and let my weird flag fly. And when you let your weird flag fly, that's when the other weirdos come over and they recognize your weird flag. You have the same vibes with someone, they're going to find you. But you also have to be vulnerable with them too. Being vulnerable can be transformative. It can foster connection, authenticity, and personal growth. The more authentic you are with yourself, the more connection you're going to have with other people, or the more detailed you're going to get with understanding who you want to be around and understanding who you want to be in your circle. How can you use vulnerability for growth? Well, you can use it with your partner, your children, your parents. When you explain to someone how you feel about something, that's sharing your inside. And you know what? I am not good with feelings. I am very empathetic. I love helping other people. But when it comes to myself, I prefer to do it myself. I don't really like talking about it very much. Only because I prefer to handle it internally. I prefer to write it out. I also do a lot of thinking. I go on walks. I think it's also important to be vulnerable with yourself. So let's talk about how we overcome the fear of judgment and we can cultivate vulnerability in our lives. The next time you feel like somebody is judging you, reframe your thoughts. Let's go back to TikTok girl who makes everything for her kids from scratch. Reframe your thoughts. Why are you judging her, first of all? Why are we judging her? If that's what she wants to do, by all means, let her do it. She's not hurting anybody. She may be saying things like, only real moms do this, but she's really not hurting anybody. And you have the ability to ignore her TikToks if she's really bothering you. If she's saying that you are less than a mother, then is that triggering something in you because you feel like she's, by her saying that it's true? Because if she said that to me, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no desire to make anything from scratch, first of all. And second of all, I don't have time. And third of all, my daughter, I don't think would eat it, to be honest with you. So reframe your thoughts. Build your self-confidence. Gosh, self-confidence can be really hard. I think we're judging ourselves too harshly too. Think about how many times you've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning so embarrassed about the thing that you did in the fifth grade. I don't know about you, but stuff like that happens to me all the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're still thinking about that time that I fell when I was doing this. And in reality, they probably don't remember, number one, that I fell. They probably, and number two, they might not remember me at all. And I'm wasting my time on that thought, on that worry. Self-confidence is when you love yourself, when you know yourself, and you're in your true authentic self. When you know who your true authentic self is, that confidence is pretty easy. We'll talk about finding our true authentic selves on this podcast as well. If you want to be vulnerable with someone, it can be as easy as sharing stories. So if they tell you about an embarrassing story about how they fell and they're worried that people are laughing at them still, A way to build a connection is think about a story where it was embarrassing for you, and you both can laugh about it, and you can empathize together. Empathy is a big connector as well. Being vulnerable can really connect people. So the next time that you think that you're going to a networking event, or you're going to a PTA meeting, or you're doing anything where you have to meet new people and it's scary, think about a way that you can be the first. I talk about this too. We'll talk about this on the podcast. Be the first person, because sometimes it's really hard on other people to be the first person to say hello. Be the first person to smile. Be the first person to be like, oh my gosh, I completely underdressed to this event. I'm glad I'm not the only one wearing jeans. It can be something as simple as, oh, I love those kinds of cookies too. Or I'm going to go grab a Coke from the kitchen. Would you like one too? That's not even being vulnerable. It's just being the first. So I'm talking about multiple different things here, but I think you get it. I encourage you to embrace vulnerability as a pathway to personal empowerment and connection. And I also encourage you to let go of that fear of judgment. I'm doing it too. Can we do this together? I think we can. Some of my podcast episodes will have supplemental worksheets that you can download and print off, or you can write down the questions if you don't have a printer and work through some of the questions together. And it'll go along with the topic that we talked about on the podcast. Feel free to print off the questions, write them out. You can share with me what you want. You don't have to share anything at all. Maybe just share your feedback on what you thought of the worksheets and if you like them. And if there's a specific topic you want to talk about, I will say that I'm on Facebook, but I either have zero followers right now or like one because I'm just starting out. I don't like Instagram, sorry, but I do really like Threads. I'm new on Threads and the energy there is very, very positive. So if you're on Threads, follow me there. I will be doing some YouTube stuff and Pinterest. I definitely am going to be doing some vision board stuff on there where we can share vision boards together and you can tag me and all of those kinds of good things on Pinterest. And I really just ask for you to listen, absorb. If it resonates with you, pick it up, leave what doesn't resonate with you. The only thing I ask for you to do is to share this podcast with somebody who you think it will help. Maybe that could be your first step of vulnerability. So maybe you could even say something like, hey, you know, I just started working remotely and I've been having a little bit of a hard time, but I've been listening to this podcast and it's really helping me. I think you'd like it too. It's called the Remote Mom Collective Podcast and it's hosted by this girl, Brittany, who thinks she's the remote mom. As we wrap up here today, I just want you to understand that this is a hard thing for me too. Let's do this together. This podcast is for my growth. It's for your growth. We're going to work through this together. To access the worksheet for this particular podcast episode, scroll down to the show notes, click on the link, you'll fill out a quick form, and then you'll be sent the PDF for you to download and then utilize. Also, go to the RemoteMomCollective.com website and check it out. There's a Mother Hustler Planner. It's a PDF that you can grab from my Etsy shop, and it's linked on the website. You'll be able to print out as many pages as you want. I think it has 46 pages in it, but if you need some to be duplicated, it's a digital file, so you can duplicate that if you want. But that's available on the RemoteMomCollective.com. If you would like to be a guest on my podcast, you can find the guest form on the remotecollective.com website. Guys, this is a really simple website. I'm doing everything free right now because you gotta crawl before you can fly, right? So everything is going to be really basic, but go to the website, complete the form, and then if you have any topics that you want to talk about or want me to talk about or you want to come on and talk about, then submit the ideas as well. I have a lot of ideas for this podcast. I'm really excited. I have great expectations. I hope you'll join us next time on the Remote Mom Collective Podcast. Let's support and inspire each other. And remember, being different makes a difference.